This is St. Louis Public Radio. For immigrant and migrant communities in Missouri and Illinois, the search for legal assistance is challenging. For many, issues of fraud and detainment can alter plans to achieve legal status. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports on the difficulties immigrants in rural areas face when trying to find legal representation.
On the east side of the Mississippi River is the small village of Cobden, Illinois. It's about half an hour from the college town of Carbondale. The village became a center for agriculture in the 1800s, and trains still transport crops out of the area. And while the town remains a large agricultural hub, it's now a large and budding community of southern Mexican culture. That's due in part to the large number of orchards bringing in farmers. In 2010, the town's population was just over 1,000, with about 30% of its residents being of Southern Mexican descent. But an unauthorized immigrant seeking immigration assistance might have to travel 30 minutes to Carbondale. And that's if they're lucky. Angie Gomez is a family services coordinator for Su Casa Head Start in Cobden, Illinois.
People have to go as far as Chicago or St. Louis to find, you know, somebody that attorneys, they've been able to communicate, you know, with them. And so can you imagine how costly that is?
The American Immigration Lawyers Association, also known as AILA, represents immigration lawyers across the U.S. But many of the AILA lawyers with Missouri addresses are in big cities like St. Louis and Kansas City. Immigration lawyer Ken Schmidt is the founder of U.S. Legal Solutions. Schmidt's office is based in St. Louis, and he's a member of AILA. He says connecting with clients in rural areas continues to be a challenge for immigrants and lawyers.
If you are an immigrant in those more southeastern areas, southeastern Missouri, southern Illinois, southwestern Missouri area, and some of those places have very significant Latino populations, you're traveling quite a ways to seek help.
Schmidt says the increase in demand for immigration attorneys in urban areas makes it difficult to travel to rural areas, but the lack of nearby immigration lawyers can present a danger to immigrants. He says individuals traveling to appear in court could risk facing trouble with ICE agents, even if the individuals are migrant workers with work permits.
You might not be in removal proceedings. You might have a very legitimate basis for somebody to file a petition for you when you're going to St. Louis to work on your case. You're at risk the whole way on the road to be pulled over for whatever reason and detained and possibly turned over to ICE for removal proceedings.
Schmidt says if lawyers are operating on an hourly basis, it can add up to hundreds of dollars. But the effect of not having access to credible legal representation creates another problem: fraud. The most common type? Notarios. Individuals who emulate lawyers but don't necessarily have any legal background. Jennifer Ibanez-Whitlock is an attorney and partner of Whitlock & Gray in St. Louis. She says notarios often prey on those who can't afford to travel to seek legal help.
In Latin America, a notario público has the same rights and responsibilities as an attorney does. And so I see a lot of times that the sort of the scam is that somebody gets their notary license, advertises themselves as such in English, and some Spanish-speaking immigrants will believe that person somehow has some sort of legal training, but they really don't.
Whitlock, Schmidt, and many other lawyers agree the consequences of notarial fraud can be significant, including potential deportation. But Schmidt says several alternatives do exist for those with limited resources.
Places like Catholic Legal Immigration Project, like St. Francis Community Services Legal Services provides free legal services. The MICA Project provides low-cost representation those type of places, but they have very limited resources.
For many unauthorized immigrants, the U.S. is now home. They hope the lack of access to the legal help they need won't take that away from them. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.